The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
The Texans are on a roll, and I'm at least hoping that roll continues. I think these guys might as well, but welcome into Texans Extra Points. My name's Drew Doherty. I'm your host, and today on the show, we got Danny Clark, former linebacker for the Houston Texans, now a Texans ambassador, and the great Brian T. Smith of the Houston Chronicle. You notice the caveat. I said they might want it. I know you have to be a fair and objective journalist, so we'll get into that in just a little bit. But first, we got to take care of some stories from the week that was in Houston Texans football. Texans on the road tomorrow in Orchard Park, New York, taking on the Buffalo Bills. Now, lately, the Texans have given up just 2 touchdowns in the last 18 quarters of play. That's a fantastic turnaround for this defense, but it hasn't been a quick fix.
You know, people can try and look at it like it was some sort of overnight switch from 5 weeks ago, but it's really been a day-to-day process to make this happen, and it's going to continue to be a day-to-day process.
I think in this league, that's the way you kind of want it to play out, because I think when you're playing meaningful games down the stretch, you want to be playing your best ball.
Names like Marcell Dareus, Mario Williams, and Jerry Hughes are across the way in Buffalo as far as their defense goes, and the Texans say big, big challenge in front of them.
All I can speak is for offensively, it's going to be a great challenge when you match Rex Ryan's defensive scheme with the players that they have.
They have a pretty good secondary, but their front is definitely the strength of their defense. You know, and they have, you know, some size in there. They also have some speed.
Buffalo quarterback Tyrod Taylor has done a nice job this season, his first as a starter after coming over from the Baltimore Ravens. And the Texans say they're going to have their hands full with Taylor.
You know, he's a dangerous guy, and it's very hard. It's very difficult to keep him in the pocket because of his athleticism. He's a bright guy. You can tell he has really good control of his offense, so it's a big challenge for us.
We just heard there from Bill O'Brien, and let's start with Bill O'Brien because the head coach, he was facing some tough times earlier this season. At 2-5, things were very, very bleak, but they're now 6-5. That's a big turnaround. How much of it is due to Bill O'Brien, Danny?
Yeah, it's so funny. I was in fear that he had lost his locker room earlier on, and I think that at this point, I think that this leadership on the football team, the ball club, is where it lies. I think the guys up front, more importantly, J.J. White, guys on defense, I think it weighs on them heavily as far as getting this thing turned around, more so than coaching.
Yeah, what credit would you give to O'Brien for what we've seen over the last month or so?
I think you started to mention a little Bill Parcells. And look, we've seen this movie before, and it's a heck of a movie. Bill O'Brien did this last year. Last year, the Texans fell down a little. He made the change from Ryan Fitzpatrick to Ryan Mallett, and this team, they were at their best when their back was against the wall, when they had to go to Case Keenum, their fourth quarterback, pull him out of a deer blind, won those last 2 games, came a day away from making the playoffs, really a quarter away. Bill O'Brien's done it again. This team was dead at 2-5. You were in Miami. I saw it with my own eyes. This team was horrible. They were lost. They had no energy. That has all changed, and it's not just a 4-game winning streak. It's the defense. It's the precision from the offense. They've opened up the playbook. They've done it without Arian Foster. They've done it with T.J. Yates off the couch. This primarily, it's on the players, but primarily it comes down to Bill O'Brien, and he, again, has inspired this team.
Yeah, he's known as an offensive-minded coach, but the defense over the last, you know, 4 or 5 games has been lights out. You go back to the half at that Miami game after that half. I mean, they didn't give up a touchdown in that one, and there's only been 2 touchdowns scored in that entire span from then to now. What have you seen defensively that's different?
I think the team is built into trenches. Anytime you play well up front, you know, when you're getting pushed on the line of scrimmage as far as the defense goes, the back end can play well as well. I think that secondary has been looked at as the weak link of this defense. But when guys are getting after the quarterback, changing the timing, the release point for the quarterback, that's when guys are able to make plays and make plays on the ball like Kareem Jackson did last week against the Saints.
Yeah, if anything, the secondaries look like one of the strengths in this span. I mean, right, it seems like every single game, every single guy in that secondary, whether he's a corner or a safety, is getting his hands on balls, Brian.
Yeah, and I'm going to, you know, let's just go to look at 2 words right now, buy-in. That's what it's been. It's not a coincidence the Texans have had this defensive turnaround after they decided to bench Raheem Moore, who was one of their biggest offensive signings. Raheem Moore had not bought in. So you fix that secondary. You have J.J. Watt. slot. He can set the table. The linebackers, you know, they haven't changed that much, but it is the secondary. You guys are exactly right. But you take one guy out who wasn't playing like they needed him to, and they've completely bought in. And you're getting this out of guys like Eddie Pleasant, Quentin Dimps. You don't expect them to be top-caliber NFL secondaries. A rookie like Kevin Johnson, this has been a defense led by J.J. Watt, but it's a secondary that's starting to carry this unit.
You know, I'm glad you bring up Dimps and Pleasant, because the former was on the street during training camp and came in the middle of training camp, and the latter was an undrafted free agent who'd primarily been a special teams guy in his first 3-4 years in the league.
Right. Dimps is someone that's special to me. I just like, I watched Hard Knocks, of course, and seeing him get signed off the street at his second chance, that was similar to my career here, getting a second opportunity to play for the Texans. And again, when he came back with authority, and I think that he made his presence felt. Now it seems like they can't live without him in that secondary, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, he's been one of the key cogs in what we've seen in this turnaround defensively for the Houston Texans. All right, we've got much more to discuss with Brian and with Danny, but first we got to get with John. That's John Harris, and he has this week's By the Numbers.
18. The Texans defense has allowed just 2 touchdowns in the last 18 quarters. That's 4.5 games, and 3 of those contests, Houston's not allowed a touchdown at all. Over the last 5 games, defensive end J.J. Watt's been on a tear. 9.5 sacks, 29 quarterback hits, and 12 tackles for a loss in the last 5. Can you say Defensive Player of the Year again? 115. That's the number of starts as a Texan for left tackle Dwayne Brown. And it's the second most starts as a Texan in franchise history. The Pro Bowler moved past Chester Pitts into second place after Sunday's win over New Orleans. I'm John Harris, and this is By the Numbers.